I think Shannon probably could speak to that lyrically. I think that's really what guided us the most.
Yeah, I wanted to write something that people would connect with, so it had that universal flavor, but it also had to be personal or I wouldn't be able to write it. So I was noticing one afternoon, we lived in Venice, California, in a little rental house, and that sort of golden hour when the sun is starting to set. And there's that sort of, it's almost anxiety, but it's a, it's a sort of a wistful feeling, the days ending and the nights beginning. And I thought, gosh, if you were single, you would be thinking, what am I going to do with this whole evening stretching in front of me? And I don't want to be alone. Maybe I don't want to be lonely, and I want to go where other people are and make a connection either with an individual or just be around people. So it really stemmed from that sort of twilight, that sort of slightly anxious, restless feeling you get. And it was also partly because George and our young daughter, she was an infant at the time, we would go down at that hour because she would get restless, and we'd go and watch the sunset at the beach.
We did
And
that
so
often, yeah.
it was stemming from that feeling. And then it morphed into, where would you go? You would go to a club and you would dance and hopefully meet somebody, who meant something to you. So it morphed from there. And then George took it. So there was a wistful quality, but he often takes my lyrics that might have a little bit of a melancholy to them, and then he just brings all his brightness to them musically.
For my end of it, I just felt that Shannon had set the stage with the first verse, and that's one of the things I adore in songwriting and working with Shannon too, is coming up with a way to provide a visceral moment in the first verse so that you really set the stage, and I think Shannon did that so well there.